Phantom took a chance in turning his back on Kaylee and leaving her standing near the house. He needed her to come with him of her own free will. He hadn't missed how she'd flinched away from his touch. It made him furious, because he knew what it meant. She hadn't said a word to him, but he'd understood her loud and clear. She was uneasy and scared out of her mind. She didn't want him to touch her, and she doubted he was who he said he was. Once they were a relatively safe distance away from the rebel stronghold, he'd do what he could to reassure her on that front. They'd been extremely lucky so far, and he didn't want to push it. The second the embassy was open, they'd go and hopefully collect her passport and get the first flight back to Hawaii. Phantom finally turned and watched Kaylee struggle to make a decision about whether to come with him or go back inside. There was no way in hell he was going to let her go do the latter, but he wanted her to make the right decision on her own. When she finally turned to follow him, Phantom felt as if a giant weight was lifted off his shoulders. Then it settled right back down again. He was so proud of her, but it was unlikely that she would trust him once she learned it was his fault she'd been in the situation she was in. When she found out that he'd had the opportunity to save her months ago and hadn't. He waited until she caught up to him, then turned once more to head toward the hostel. He could have made it in 30 minutes, as he had on the trip out, but it was obvious Kaylee wasn't in good shape. He hadn't missed the way she'd swayed on her feet. She was skinny, way too skinny. He'd also seen bruises on her face in various stages of healing. That enraged him, and he'd had to force himself not to slit the throats of the two men in the room with her right then and there. It took almost an hour to get back to the coast, partly because of the speed they were walking, but also because he'd been extra cautious. The last thing he wanted was someone seeing them and calling in the local authorities. Kaylee was still wearing clothing that identified her as a rebel. Phantom sighed in relief when the door to the hostel shut behind them. He had to force himself not to reach out and put his hand on the small of Kaylee's back to guide her. It was instinctive for him to want to protect her, but he knew she wouldn't appreciate being touched. Gritting his teeth, he said,
"My room is that way."
She stopped in her tracks, put her back to the wall, and glared at him. Phantom made sure to stay far enough away to avoid crowding her.
"We won't be here for long," he informed her. "Long enough for you to shower, change into some clothes I bought for you, and for me to prove to you that I am who I said I was. We need to get to the American Embassy when they open, so we can pick up a replacement copy of your passport and catch a plane."
Confusion settled in her eyes. She was still wary, and all the information he'd given her was obviously too much too soon.
"Please, I'll explain everything when we get inside my room. I don't want to discuss anything out here where anyone can overhear us. I swear on my honor as a Navy SEAL that I mean you no harm. I won't come anywhere near you. I won't touch you. I won't let anyone else touch you. You can trust me."
She eyed him for a few seconds, then nodded. Feeling more relieved than he was willing to admit, Phantom motioned for her to precede him into his room. It wasn't very big, boasting a twin-size mattress, a small dresser, a sink, and not much else. The showers were down the hall. Everyone on the floor shared them. Phantom remembered hearing from Ace how much joy Piper and the little girls had gotten out of the warm water, and he hoped like hell nothing had changed and Kaylee could still get a hot shower. But he knew before she would consent to getting clean, he needed to prove that she could trust him. The second the door shut behind him, Phantom went to the backpack he'd left in the room. He'd traveled light, hoping he wouldn't be in the country for long. He pulled out his naval military ID from a hidden inside pocket, along with his passport. He held them out to Kaylee. She looked at his hand, then up at his face, then back down at the documents. Internally sighing, Phantom took a step to the side and placed them on the dresser, then stepped back, giving her room to pick them up without having to come near him. As she moved, he began speaking. He wasn't ready to tell her about his role in what had happened to her yet, though.